The Arkansas Higher Education Coordinating Board has granted certification for a new medical school on the campus of Arkansas State University. The board has approved certification for the New York Institute of Technology to offer 3 degrees at the Jonesboro campus: a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine, a Master of Science in Medical Healthcare Simulation, and a Master of Science in Neuromusculoskeletal Sciences. Dr. Jason Penry is Vice Chancellor for University Advancement and helps spearhead the project. And he says the project is a game changer for the region.
I would say, as far as projects that can totally transform and impact the state, our region, our communities, I think this has a huge opportunity to be a game changer. And one thing I think about and just try to imagine, what is it going to look like in 15 years whenever the med school here on campus has supplied hundreds of physicians to our communities? And some of them will be high school students today, possibly. So some of the students in high schools today might have a chance that in 15 years from now they're practicing in the communities that surround us and even in our community. So I'm very excited about the project. It'll give our students, our community, a direct pipeline into becoming a physician. So there's a lot to be excited about.
And Dr. Penry says that the Arkansas State University Jonesboro School is in a perfect location because it's hundreds of miles away from other schools.
We're right in the middle. That you go about 300 miles anyway, east, west, north, south, and we're about 300 miles from the nearest DO school, osteopathic medical school. So our location, not only are we not close to any other school, but also we're in need of primary care. And traditionally, 60% of osteopathic physicians go into the primary care area. So all that being said, it's just got an opportunity to really help move our state forward, provided much needed healthcare access.
And one thing he says is that there is a huge need for doctors in this area, as Northeast Arkansas and the Delta region is an area that has been designated as being underserved.
Oh, it's a federally designated underserved area. So I don't think anybody would question the need. The need is certainly there, and we hope to fulfill a need and serve our region. So that's the vision of this. And when you're ranked the lower 40s, 47, 48, 49, and physicians per capita in the 40 something range, that's never a good thing. So we think that we'll provide a solution with this med school, and we'll also give our an opportunity to grow our own. And to have ASU students, have Arkansas State students, give them a direct pipeline into becoming a physician. And while not all of them go into primary care, they still have an opportunity. DOs can be specialists such as cardiologists and dermatologists and so on and so forth. But again, what really attracted us to this is primary care and serving an underserved region.
And Dr. Penry tells how many students will attend the school.
We expect 115 per class, and 115. There's 4 classes, so we'll have hopefully at any one time in a few years 460 students roughly.
And also, he tells where the school will be housed.
In 2016, the plans are, when the liberal arts building is finished on campus, that we'd renovate Wilson Hall and it'd be housed there, for about 4 or 5 years. And then we would build a standalone building.
And the Arkansas State University Board of Trustees agreed earlier this year to partner with the New York Institute of Technology to build the school. And he says that certification is contingent on the school receiving approval from National Accrediting Association. Once again, it's Dr. Jason Penry, who is Vice Chancellor for University Advancement, talking about Arkansas State University's plans for the new medical school on the campus of ASU in Jonesboro.